That is, beings, whether they're angelic or human, who have, by virtue of their capacity to choose, chosen to disobey him. Evil comes from disobedience. He created creatures who could choose to obey, and 2/3 of the angels of heaven continued to obey him. And were the good angels confirmed in their obedience. But unfortunately, about 1/3 of the angels obey him and follow the prideful one, Satan. Somehow there was within the self-enamorment of Satan, of Lucifer, his power in his own. And as he looked at all the adulation and the praise and the worship that God was building up within him, that is, yeah, I want to have some of that. I want to be that. And pride erupted because of initial admiration, which became envy, and which turned into rebellion. On the part of a being who had all the privileges and all the perks of heaven as a creature. There was no creature that had more privileges than Satan as the leader of the choir of heaven, as one who was a protector of the throne. This was one who had all that power and that beauty and that wisdom, and it wasn't enough. It wasn't enough. Some people are not satisfied with what they've got at being creatures. In his case, he wanted to become honored as the creator, and so led that rebellion. Well, moving on. So God's not the author of evil, but he's the creator of those who have chosen to disobey, who perpetrate evil. All things were created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things consist. He is before all things. He is first. And he is the one who holds the universe together. The one who has created the universe is the sustainer of the universe. In him all things cohere, consist, hold together. Verse 18, here it is, and with this we close. And he is the head of the body, the church, that's us, who is the beginning, Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the firstborn from the dead, first one to be raised with a brand new body. Here it comes, that in all things he, Jesus, may have the preeminence, that he may be first in all things. We can only have one highest priority. And that highest priority has got to be Jesus. And if Jesus is our highest priority, and we live for his honor and his glory, and to please him and to obey him because we love him, then things will tend to fall in place. We will still have trouble. We're going to look at that as we look in succeeding verses, because John says, I am your brother and your companion in tribulation and so on, because we still have trouble while we're here in this world. But we have the victor. Jesus is victor, who dwells within through the person of the Holy Spirit. Let's go to the Lord now, who is our Creator God, who is our Redeemer, who is the one who controls this universe, and who is the one who's coming back for us one day to take us home to be with himself. Let's go to him, to the Lord, in prayer, shall we? Yes, Rose. Yes, thank you for the reminder. Thank you. I sometimes...